out there. And but most of them I know, most of the families I know are very active in voting.
Yeah.
Joe, Alina, Vicky, and Valerie Darger are with us. Their book is called Love Times Three, Our True Story of a Polygamous Marriage. Brooke Adams is a reporter with the Salt Lake Tribune. She co-wrote the book with the Darger family. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, they're all going to be giving a reading at the King's English Bookshop in Salt Lake City. For details, you can call the store or visit our website, KUER.org/Radio West. We'll take another break. Back in a moment. This is Radio West on KUER and Sirius XM Public Radio. This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Back now with the Darger family. Joe, Alina, Vicky, and Valerie Darger. They have a new book. It's called Love Times Three, Our True Story of a Polygamous Marriage, co-written with the Salt Lake Tribune reporter Brooke Adams. They're giving a reading at the King's English Bookshop tomorrow night. We'll give you the details about that as we go along. You identify yourself, Joe, you in particular, and I'm guessing most of you are sort of this way, a Joseph Smith Mormon.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Part of the religious movement known as Mormonism.
Well,
you don't belong to a church. You don't really follow a leader.
Yeah.
And I was also interested. Like, do you follow like the Word of Wisdom? Like mainstream Mormons? Is that a fair?
Yeah. Certainly. Very much follow the Mormon doctrines of the traditional, what most people associate with part of the mainstream Mormon church. Why I say Joseph Smith Mormon is that I really hate the term fundamentalist, but that's the known term, and that's another one of those charged words that have, it's a label that gets put on us, and I don't always think that fits us very well. But that the correct term is we're an independent fundamentalist Mormon, independent because we don't belong to any organization or group or church, and we're certainly not part of the LDS Church. It says all visitors welcome, except for in fine print, polygamous. If I show up in there, they would kick me out. We've had plural families that I know of that have gone to the church, and as soon as they get found out, they're invited to leave because the church.
Well, Valerie? Didn't you go to church?
No, never.
Okay, it was something else.
It was another fundamentalist group.
Okay.
Yeah, she was in another. Our faith centers around our family and doing the best to adhere to those principles. But we certainly, it is not just about plural marriage. That's just one important fact for us.
All right. Let's take a few phone calls. 801-585-WEST is the number to join us. I've been neglecting phone calls. Let's go to Dennis, who's in Farmington, Utah. Dennis, welcome. Dennis, are you still with us? I made him wait forever. Let me put him back on hold. Let's try Scott, who's with us in Salt Lake. Scott, hi.
Hi, Doug. It's a fascinating program. I'm wondering if your guests know that the Constitution of the state of Utah specifically prohibits polygamy in this state.
Yes, we're very much aware of it. I think that in itself goes against what the federal Constitution was set up, but In order for the state of Utah to get statehood, they were so afraid that the Mormons would turn around and institute polygamy, they put that into the Constitution. So we definitely have an uphill battle in fighting our cause.
Yeah, it seems to me like the Attorney General should prosecute those that live against the law and are doing illegal activities. And where it's so open, I think you're making a mockery of what our state stands for and the ramifications that are so significant. My experience with polygamy was completely different than yours. And I worked with some women at one time that broke out. And, I'll tell you, quite frankly, their interpretation was a sex machine. Mm-hmm. And when you look at what Warren Jeffs has done and those tapes and how that filters over, I cannot justify any way, action, or anything that goes on within that community. It is so foreign, especially the principles of the state of Utah, where we've been very aggressive to make this state, shine in terms of our beliefs as LDS or even non-LDS.
Well, we would wholeheartedly agree with you that everything that Warren Jeffs has stood for, and as far as that underage marriage and the abuse that's gone on, it certainly turns our stomach and is not representative of the values of this culture. But unfortunately, that's the only story being told, and it's not the accurate story for us and our experience. And so, you know, in this country, we should be able to voice our experience and talk out freely and say, this is who we are.
I think just like in the Catholic Church, it would be wrong to assume that every priest there was, you know, molesting boys and abusing boys, because there were some that were. And so to try to stamp out an entire belief system or religion based on somebody's bad behavior doesn't make sense to me.
But Joe, you say in the book you're not seeking a state sanction for your marriages.
Correct. We want to just be left alone and decriminalized. You can address underage marriage, you can address abuse situations much better when you take this criminal stigma away from society. What we've done for years and years in this state does not work. The fundamentalist culture is not going away. And so to think that you're going to continue to have that kind of mentality of all we know is this Warren Jeffs and hence we're going to stamp all of you guys out and that you're a mockery to what we – that language there is very common with what the defensiveness of the state has, because polygamy is a mockery. It's an embarrassment to our history. And that's not healthy for the state. We need to look at this honestly and say, let's define what the bad points are. And let's be open and honest with what the good things are.
And let's keep the laws that keep, you know, that are against child abuse and against other things. What Warren Jeffs isn't in prison for polygamy. He's in prison for child abuse.
And the thing to point out, too, is if this were only a polygamy problem, then maybe these laws wouldn't have already existed or needed to, you know, be on the books. They're there because these kind of abuses and things that we're talking about now happen as a result of human condition and humankind in all walks of society, religious beliefs, and lives. And so we need to use those laws to target the abuses and not target everybody that believes in a religion.
Well, and we realize that everyone has a story, and it's unfortunate that some people have had a horrible experience. But our experience is what we say that it is, and we wanted to be able to tell our experience and to help to see that it should be decriminalized.
Brooke Adams, I want to ask you, are you seeing things change? Are you seeing a trend toward more acceptance, perhaps, or more understanding?
Well, I think that Big Love did help open people's eyes to some different variations in polygamy. I think, even though it was dramatized and fictionalized and all that, I think there are other fundamentalists in the 7 years that I've been associated with the topic that have stepped out and shared their view to help open eyes. So I think there is, and I hope this book takes that further, that it'll make people think and consider and understand that, you know, there's not just one portrait of polygamy, that it's more varied. It's a hard fight, though. It's a hard row to get people to open up to it.
Joe, final question. You have any regrets about this at this point? You still feeling uneasy?
Well, it's not easy. So do I feel uneasy? Sure. This is a very scary prospect. We realize the prejudice. We realize the very emotional backlash that people have that shakes their paradigm. Change doesn't happen very easily. But in the end, this is about our faith, our family, and our pursuit of freedom. And we can't waver from that. And if we back down from those principles, we'll compromise who we are, and it's time for us to continue to plow forward. And I hope that the consequences in the long run, that's how I live my life, you do the right thing, the consequences in the long run will end up for the best, and that's what we hope and pray for.
That's Joe Darger. Joe, along with Alina, Vicky, and Valerie Darger, wrote a book called Love Times Three, Our True Story of a Polygamous Marriage, co-written with Brooke Adams, a reporter for the Salt Lake Tribune. Thank you all very much.
Thank you for having us.
For being with us. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, the Darger family, along with Brooke, they're going to be at the King's English Bookshop in Salt Lake City. For more information, go to our website, KUER.org/Radio West. Radio West, a production of KUER News. Technical direction from Mike Anderson. The program produced by Benjamin Bombard and Elaine Clark. I'm Doug Fabrizio.